See, now we're live.
What's up, buddy?
It's like magic. What's magic. Up, buddy? How are you?
I'm good. How are you? You look slightly redder than usual. Nice hue.
Very tan from Mexico, but I also jacked up my feet really bad in the ocean. Jen is taking a nap on a lounger. Jackson says, "Daddy, I want to go out into the ocean." I said, "Okay, all right, we'll go out into the ocean." Grab him, put on his life jacket, go out there. Waves were rougher than I thought they were going to be. Tossed us around a bit. Came out of the water. My feet were just gushing blood.
Is it rocky?
Not kind of. But like not enough to. I think I was holding Jackson up. He's almost six. But like, and he's really good in the water. But like, I wanted to be careful, right? My feet up. So they're healing. And this was on like Tuesday of the trip. Wednesday, the fire alarm starts going off. We're on the 17th floor.
Oh no.
So we don't think anything of it, right? It's in the hallway. I peek my head out and there's all of this smoke in the hallway. So obviously we panic. We run down 17 sets of stairs. I'm not wearing shoes because I can't put them on because my feet are so jacked up.
Damn.
And turns out they were just fumigating the elevators.
Okay. Well, bummer for you. Bummer Sorry for about me. Your feet. I did see pictures. It's pretty gnarly.
It's gotten worse. I wore shoes too long, and then I had to rip gauze out of my foot like an idiot when I could have just soaked it.
Oh, no. I bet it had that kind of goo on it that's not quite blood. It's just pus. You know, it's just that.
It's not pus, but yeah. Yeah.
But it's pussy.
Dude, this got...
But it's pussy, yeah, right?
It looks like it. Man, this just got really weird. So I just want to shout out Brad Bolt in the chat saying, "Hey, fellas." Brad, thanks Hello, for Brad. Tuning in, man. All the way down in Australia and Adelaide. We've got Royal up in Calgary saying, "Brad, yes, he is the man." We've got Albert out there saying, "Hello, everyone." Albert, we appreciate you tuning in as always. Royal, it is great to see you. And yes, Royal, I think you saw my feet. It's not good. And that was a horrible conversation. Matt, horrible.
Yeah. I don't like talking about that gnarly, pussy feet situation you got going on.
I don't like it. They're all bandaged up now, though.
Okay. Well, stay off your feet, buddy. You need every, I think it's always necessary to get kind of a vacation when you get back from a vacation. You know, you really need time to reset. You can't just hop back into things. Now you have a medical excuse. Well, so
we got food poisoning. We got home Friday, like 6:30, something like that. Jen's parents made us 7-layer dip. Brought us some chips. It was awesome. Get up the next morning. We're like, we want these breakfast burritos called the Big Fuzz. It's these crispy, like potato cubes, pickled jalapenos, cheese, bacon, but then a fried egg. And we get a fried runny egg. So there's all this yolk in it. It's so good. Made us both sick. So we had food poisoning through the end of Sunday.
That was down in Mexico?
No, that was at home. The day after we got home from Mexico.
I was wondering. So you came back from Mexico and you were like, "I need burritos. Bring a 7-layer dip." Just keep the party going.
Dude, look, Mexican food here is completely different than it is down there. Down there, it's like actually like really – dude, I came home and I had lost 2 pounds. But we cooked at our condo. I think we got room service once. And we had food down by the pool once. The burgers were fantastic. But then we just cooked chicken. We bought I made fried eggs every morning.
Sounds incredibly healthy. Sounds like a beautiful way to live.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty awesome. The vegetables are just so much fresher down there, too. And the chicken is fresher, too, which sounds weird, but it's less. It basically comes off the farm. They package it, and then they put it in the store. Even at Walmart. Cool. Yeah, yeah. Well, enough about Mexico, because the end of the Mexico trip means it is almost time for the Fantasy Football Expo, which I am so freaking excited about. Forgot to book our room for Thursday night because we're getting in a day early. Completely forgot to book it. because we'd already booked the other days. I panicked today. I was like, crap, they're going to be out of rooms.
So where are you staying?
Doubletree.
Oh, great. Trip. Okay.
Are you staying at the Doubletree too?
I got an Airbnb with a bunch of people, and we're just going to kind of couch it, see what happens.
Nice.
Yeah, that'll happy be fun. Crew. Shout out Happy
Hour. We did you're with Tyler?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he's coming this year?
I think so.
That is awesome. That excites me. Tyler, I can't wait to see you, buddy.
Yeah.
Like, seriously. I'm excited. All right. Okay. So enough about all we've got.
Do you want to talk about football at some point?
I do. Dude, we're like 8 days away from the first game action we've seen since the Super Bowl.
And I think we're like 40, like low 40s, 43 days away from from our lineups being locked off. Yeah. Can you imagine?
I know, man.
That's like a month and short change.
Well, what's cool is
on a Sunday morning.
I know, right? So Jen powered through labor with Jackson while the season opener in 2017 was on. It was a Thursday night. It was Patriots Chiefs. It was the emergence of Kareem Hunt when he just went off. And it was like, who the hell is this kid? It was a great game. Kansas City, I think, won. Jackson held off being born until the game was over. So we watched the whole game.
Atta dude.
Right? So this year, opening night is on his birthday again.
Cool.
Yeah. And now he's old enough to actually like stay up for most of the game.
Does that make him 8? Is that how leap years work?
6.
Okay. Yeah, one off of 7.
6.
Sure.
Yep. All right. Well,
what do you have? What do you have for me today?
Oh, I have news that we have to talk about. Things that just happened in the league today. And this is probably something that we're going to continue to do for who knows how long. Could be 2 weeks, could be 2 years. This sounds like one that's going to stick, though.
One what?
I'll probably make a drop for it eventually.
Okay.
Because, I mean, there is sometimes news we have to talk about, right?
Yeah, and we can always just hop on and be like, hey, Nate, you got 10 minutes? We got to talk about this real quick. And it can be
sure. Well, of course. But for the purpose of today, here's the news we have to talk about. And we're going to start with Saquon Barkley signs a last-minute, one-year, $11 million deal with the Giants. I mean, to me, this was kind of expected, was it not?
Yeah. I do think that all the I expect it with Dalvin Cook as well. I think that, you know, if you're going to take returning to their team versus the field, it's kind of a 50-50 bet for all of these free agents. Zeke coming back after. I feel like they're kind of giving veteran deference, giving them time to maybe rest up and skip camp and then come back because they've got everything under control, you know? Sure. I think that they've all got homes, and I think that Saquon being there made sense. I think it was weird how quickly that happened after – did you hear that all the, you know, the running backs with leverage in the league – we'll say the veteran running backs with leverage.
And it was set up by Austin Eckler, hometown boy from Colorado. Go Austin.
Yeah, buddy. And everybody's favorite, every fantasy player's favorite, you know.
And well, yeah, dude.
Yeah, of course, because he's just in it. So Union
King. Those country boys, man.
Yep. Union King, Austin Eckler got everybody on the horn, got Derrick Henry on there, and they all kind of talked about – I don't know what they talked about, but I can imagine, you know, I can imagine about RBs getting paid – you know, Saquon Barkley's getting $11 million for 1 year. And also today, Cole Kmet got $50 million
for four years.
But that's running backs definitely have a right to be upset when Saquon Barkley is getting less than Cole Kmet. No offense to Cole Kmet, but that's our punching bag, eh, buddy?
Well, no. No offense. I love Cole Kmet. The guy, he's talented. He was second on the team in targets last season. However, he is not worth more money than Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, it's insane. Period. That's pretty bonkers.
If people are wondering why running backs are upset, this is why.
This makes sense. Yeah. And how long do tight ends play in the league? You know, they play well into their 30s if they can keep up as, you know, with their lineman skills.
Right. Well, okay, so here's,
and running backs have, you know, every year past their original rookie contract is kind of borrowed time, right?
Right. So Jen and I were talking about this the other day. We dropped Jackson off at the YMCA and we're driving home, and it just really, I told her about the meeting. She's like, oh no, that makes sense. Like, it's, this is crap. Because, like, look at, here's the way I look at it. Okay. They're locked into these rookie contracts in their prime. And these running backs aren't getting drafted until the second and third round now, with the way the league has shifted.
Sure.
So those aren't very, those aren't big contracts.
Even
and then you're like,
even further back, we're, you know, everybody had giant hopes for Zach Evans and all these different guys that ended up going like the fifth and sixth round. It's supposed to be a really deep running back class. But at the end of the day, it's like all the NFL GMs were playing chicken and kind of catching on, like, oh, we can just put, you know, we can put our sixth round Isaiah Pacheco's in there if the rest of our team is humming. If our line is very cohesive,
right,
you know, then Jalen Warren can carry the torch.
Sure. Well, if you think back to some of those early 2000s Broncos teams where their lines were so good that anybody you put behind them ran for 1,000 yards.
Guys, sure. You've never, me and ever you, buddy. Me and of. You.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you had guys like Olandis Gary, Mike Bell, Mike Anderson. Mike Anderson was like a 27-year-old rookie.
Look, if we are allowed to just make up names on here, I'm going to be the biggest expert in the entire fantasy industry.
Tatum Bell, that was another one. We had the two Bells, I remember. I don't know, man. There's a problem here. Because you're saying, like, here, like the Le'Veon Bell case, and this, I'll go back to this, and I will say, I understand why he held out. Here, touch the ball. We want you to touch the ball 600 times this season. 600.
Wait, what? Did he hit that mark?
He did hit the 600.
Wow.
And he had like 400. Something carries, maybe it's 400, whatever it was. Even if it's 400, it's an outlandish number of touches. Okay.
Sure.
Stupid. I'm selling my body out. There's a shelf life to this. And that shelf life basically is when my rookie contract expires and I've made $6 million. And the medical bills alone that I'm going to incur above what the NFL pays, because let's be honest, the pension and the medical plan for veterans sucks.
Oh, I didn't know that.
This is an NFLPA problem. They've got to negotiate a better deal on rookie contracts for running backs.
I've got some ideas, but what would you, since the show's off the rails, and I might have to miss next week too because I'm traveling to Canton on Wednesday, so I'm going to be in the car with Omega Keefe. Shout out.
That's next week.
Wait, maybe it's 2 weeks from now.
No, it's, oh my God. Anyway, 2 weeks from now.
It's 2 weeks from now.
It's 2 weeks. Great.
Dude, I don't know. I got time blindness.
Okay.
What was I even getting into? I'm sorry. Oh, what would be your suggestions since we're off the rails? I got a couple ideas.
I think you get, rookies get 2 year with a minimum.
Love the shortened contract.
With a third year negotiable option.
Okay.
That starts at market value. Average.
Yeah, that's you know, my first basically idea was going to be 3 years with a fourth year if their first rounders with a fourth year.
Give them two. Because by year two, these guys, like, you know, by year two. And even with Saquon's injury,
all the teams still would have gotten him for one. All the franchises are trying to pay him 1 year at a time anyway, after the rookie contract. So might as well. I like
it. The thing with Saquon is, so you look at his injury in year two. So he balls out year one, gets hurt in year two, comes back in year three, and he's so-so, but plays well enough to where it's like, this dude's going to go. He would have gotten paid already.
Yeah. Well,
then you solve the problem. These guys aren't mad.
Yeah.
That's it. Right. We should take over the union.
So I got another one that I'd like to add on is that their contracts can be their contracts, but let's say that they have incentive based where they can match their entire contract and it doesn't count against the cap, like just a separate running back fund that doesn't count against the cap. And it can just be, you know, incentive based, usage based, something like that.
So a running back that didn't
settle for the wear and tear.
Yeah, no, 100%. A running back who isn't going to settle for the shenanigans of their team is Josh Jacobs in the news. He was spotted at the Las Vegas airport leaving town, and when asked when he'd be back, he said, not anytime soon. So, okay. If you're okay, I mean, the Raiders are an idiotic franchise. Like, let's start there. But if you're the Raiders, you kind of need Josh Jacobs this season, right? Or are you confident in going with Zamir White? Or do you trade him?
That question makes me want to burn a hole in the screen.
I know.
Are you confident in Zamir White? I don't know what they're doing either. You know, they're the team that last year.
I'm not saying I'm confident.
No, it's just to be clear. Last year, remember, they had Justin Herbert with leading the charges. They had Mahomes leading the Chiefs. They had what was the third? And then Russell Wilson was supposed to be the new hotness, right, leading the Broncos. And then the Raiders went and got a New England coach who we'll see. But then they went and paid for Devontae Adams. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what they're thinking. They should have started the rebuild a year ago. But I guess they're just clinging on with the Jimmy G experiment and getting rid of Waller. I don't know what they're doing. You just don't ask me to, you know, make sense of it. It's upside down to me. I don't know which direction they're going.
Josh McDaniels, if you'll remember, one of his first actions as the Broncos head coach and GM, that will bother me till the day I die. Who thought Josh McDaniels could be a GM? But one of the first things he did was trade Jay Cutler for Kyle Orton. And look, like, I'm not the biggest Jay Cutler fan at all. The guy was a dipshit. He got in trouble here all the time. Average quarterback with a really great arm. But you don't trade him for Kyle Orton and then draft Tim Tebow in the first round of the NFL draft.
Yeah, y'all have been playing for a little while.
This is Josh McDaniels' track record.
Sure. It's, you know, how many other coaches have tried to go the Patriot way after leaving there and just kind of sputters around? So we don't know. I'm sure he still has his New England tag-alongs and Brandon Bolden and whoever that other guy is, Amir Abdullah. So I don't know. Not Juju. Who they swap out? Jacoby's there too. So I don't know what they're doing, but I'm not too interested.
I'm not either, which makes my heart so happy as a Broncos fan. So
good.
So now the last one we want to talk about
as a Broncos fan, it's the little things, right?
It's the little things. So the last one I want to talk about here, Justin Herbert signed a massive extension. It's 5 years, $265 million. It ties Herbert to the Chargers through 2029. But here's the big thing, dude. $219 million of this contract is guaranteed. That's huge.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Can y'all hear the thunder?
Is that what that was?
Yeah, I'm just sitting here. There's lightning going on all around me. It's
dope.
Talking about football and watching a thunderstorm. This is awesome. All right, so you know what? I think we're going to move on because that was the stuff we had to talk about. Now, here's the stuff that we want to talk about.
Lovely.
And I've got a fun topic to start it out. We're going to talk about something we're both doing for the first time. Razz Bowl.
Oh, please. So I signed up today. I'm really excited about it. What's the format?
Best ball. Well, actually, it's better ball.
Okay.
Which is best ball, but you get a weekly fab budget. So you can pick up players on waivers. You still don't have to start sit, which is really cool. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. It seems
this one, it's a $10 fab. I'm not going to get super into the league rules because I haven't had a lot of time to study them yet. Again, this is my first year doing it, but I'm really excited and it's free. And you get a chance to win a Razz Bowl engraved trophy and a Razz Bowl DFS premium subscription with the value of $99.99. And on top of myself and Matt and my wonderful wife, Jen, some of the other people that you might have a chance to play with if you join, Rudy Gamble, our own Donkey Teeth, B-Don, Everywhere Blair. Then we've got RotoWire, Scott Jenstad and Jeff Erickson. We've got Andy Behrens from Yahoo is playing here, Scott Pianowski. We've got a bunch of people from Fantrax, 4for4 Football, QB List. Like, it's kind of, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool. So, guys, check in the show notes here. We're going to have the link to sign up for Razz Bowl. Hop in. You might get to beat one of us. You never know.
Unlikely. But
unlikely.
We're selling the dream here, and it's free.
I know. And it's free. And you can win some cool stuff. There are prizes for up to third place. So, guys, make sure you sign up for that. And now, Matt, something I have been wanting to talk about for days with you. The Detroit Lions. I am so hyped about this team. I am so hyped about this team. And I've been hyped, and we've talked about it.
Yep, you should.
But there were some comments the other day, and I want to bring up a couple of them. These are coming out of camp. First one is from Jared Goff. I'll read the full quote. That's my favorite part of this quote. It's funny to me that you go 9-8, you don't make the playoffs, and now you're all of a sudden a favorite. And yeah, of course, we've got good players. We've got good coaches. We've got a good team, but we ain't done nothing yet. We have a lot of work to do. That's beautiful.
Oh, yep.
Right? And yep. We recently talked about our love for Jared Goff on this show a couple weeks ago. He was the featured player on our QB tiers. I just love this comment so much.
You know,
it shows a mature quarterback.
Sure. Humility.
And that's the dude I want leading my team.
I'm surprised that he threw an ain't in there. I didn't know Jared Goff was like that, but I appreciate it.
Me too. Look, the more Suddenly. And more I see Jared Goff, I hear him talk, I watch him play, the more I really start to like him. He's grown up, he's matured, and he's got a really good team around him. Really good team around him. Okay, we'll go through a couple really more quotes real quick. Him.
Really good team around.
Yes, exactly. Great coach. Okay, so the next comment we've got is from Aiden Hutchinson. He says, it can get to your head a little bit, but I think we're doing a good job of keeping our mentality and keeping what we've been doing and building off of it. We haven't won anything yet, so obviously there's a lot of expectations, but we still feel like underdogs. This is a team that could easily be full of themselves.
Yeah.
With the way they finished last season.
They're hungry, man. They still want to eat those kneecaps. They're not full. They're not sated.
Exactly.
They're not sitting.
Exactly.
Back. They're hungry.
No, they're hungry. So that brings me to our last quote. It's from Dan Campbell himself. I think, as always, the thing that's going to worry you is the hype train. I mean, this thing has just taken off and it's outside of control right now. And that's fine as long as we stay focused on the job at hand and the work. I just keep going back to that. We've got to put the work in and earn it.
You know, his whole team kind of reflects that. You got the wild card, Jameson Williams, who is going to be suspended for the first six games for gambling. But, you know, Amon-Ra, for years we've heard stories about him still keeping that list of people, of wide receivers that were drafted ahead of him, like on his mirror. And he wakes up every morning and looks at the list and he stays angry and he works that hard because,
right.
You know, you can see it. Like, He fits in with the culture completely. It's fun to get excited about this, man. It's, you know.
Yeah, no, totally it is. So we've got a comment in the chat. I've got to pop up here. We've got Linda. Hi, Linda. Thanks for watching. What up? See you in like 2 weeks. Goff doesn't know which direction the sun rises. Of course he says 8.
Hey, now. Hey, we can read down there as long as it's like audible in my headphones. You know what I mean?
I can audio read just fine.
Ooh, I read so good.
We've got Mr. Scamper saying, I too ain't think Goff say that. I just want to point out, did you see any of the pictures of him at the live draft? Scott Fishbowl live draft?
Wait, who?
Mr. Scampers.
Oh, Mr. Scampers. Oh, I think we're talking about Jared Goff. Yeah, Mr. Scampers with the long flowing.
The dude, that beard.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
I just want to hug it. Just hug the beard.
Yep. He's got the color run, you know?
He does. So, okay. Here's what I'll say about the Lions. Because I know there's a lot of people that are like, don't buy this. Jared Goff's Jared Goff. It is what it is. Like, don't get too excited.
Wasn't he the first overall pick?
I believe so, yes. Dude, that was so long ago. Yeah.
I know.
It actually wasn't that long ago. But well, I digress.
It also says something, you know, if you could find a 29-year-old Kirk Cousins, how nice would it be to have that on your Superflex team for 6 years?
Sure.
So, you know, there is I think he's better than Goff allure.
I think he's better than Kirk Cousins. He had those 2 seasons where he was like damn near 5,000 yards. His efficiency was there.
If you think you lucked out with Geno, you should go and spend some money or spend some assets to acquire Jared Goff. Because we're looking at if he can. I mean, think about it. He's just got to keep his team away from drafting somebody. He can do that.
He was QB10 last year.
Right. Right. So if they do make it into the playoffs, they can't draft. They're gonna have to go sign somebody else. And you think about the culture there, it's all ingrained and work hard. And you know, he's the Brian Drew from Moneyball. Or no. Draft day, right?
I know what you're saying. Mm-hmm. The Lions don't strike me as a franchise that would cut and bail. I think Dan Campbell's the kind of guy who like believes in his quarterback, so if the season doesn't go exactly how they planned, but Goff plays well enough, they're going to be like, okay, we can build on this. Let's figure out what we need to do in the draft. Where are we failing? But here's the thing. I don't think that's going to happen. Look at the weapons they've given him. Amon-Ra St. Brown. Was he wide receiver 10? PPR? I think he's higher than that.
They drafted him, I think, in the 4th round. I think he was a day 3 wide receiver, which is like statistically. Yeah. Where was he?
Yeah, he was.
So statistically, he should be pretty much out of the door. It's like him and Diggs over the last 10 years. Something silly like that.
Yeah.
Right.
As far as
career long wide receiver ones, it's an anomaly. So but I don't know if you know his backstory. He comes from his father's John Brown, Mr. Olympian. And they taught their kids like 5 or 6 or 7 languages or something like that. And they've always had that work ethic where it doesn't. The 4th round draft capital is just
more of a fire.
It's more of an impetus into, you know, him being basically taking what we're talking about as like the Lions culture and just everybody's working so hard that you can't really take the Jared Goff out of the situation because that dude's, he's trying too. Oh, and speaking of, think back on it 2 years ago, and we were like, everybody loves Man Campbell. Everybody loves this interim coach. We love him, but he's an interim coach, you know. Like who are they going to get?
Right, right.
They might get Sean Payton. They blah 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 blah. So now we're just doing the same thing with Jared Goff, and now we're just, you know, if Jared Goff is going to fit anywhere, it's where we were saying the same things about that we might be saying the same things about him moving on now as we were saying about his coach. Who's created the culture on there like 2 years ago, right? So it's just a retold narrative in the same city, same place, same team, same staff, same game plan.
100%. I'm excited.
Go pay it first.
Have you seen the Sam Laporta talk?
Mm-mm. How could I not, man? I really want you to stop. I just gotta go buy more, and now I can't even. I tried sending. Well, I don't know if I actually tried sending 2 seconds to pick them up from somebody who got them at 206. Like, that should just be an automatic smash no matter who you get there, right?
Oh, 100%.
Now I can't get that.
As much as I want to, like, keep it secret, I can't in good conscience. I can't. Dude, this kid's going to be so good out of the gate. Like, he is primed, and we've talked about it for so many reasons. And then just think about when they get J-Mo back. And they've got Jahmyr Gibbs. They've got David Mott. That offense could be – this offense could be a complete bust. It could also be really, really, really good.
Talking about a culture fit, Jameson worries me for a lot of reasons. Like, this is just too many things, too many years in a row. But they got rid of Swift because he – I think it was more of an interpersonal thing. Like, he never was quite the culture fit with them up there, and they kind of shunned him because of it. And if you look back on his – performance last year was fantastic when he was given the chance.
Sure.
So he's still got a lot going for him in Philadelphia, but he just didn't fit the culture, so they got rid of him. And Amon-Ra fits the culture. And if I think Gibbs can fit the culture, I was a little worried because he supposedly didn't give 100% or anything near that pass blocking in college. And that was the big worry about, like, well, and he's not going to make it in Man Campbell's offense, is he? But if he fits the culture, Goff fits the culture, Amon-Ra fits the culture, and Sam Laporta
fits.
It's just so much fun. It's so much fun to root for him.
I know.
In that city, and with the opportunity he might have right off the bat. And go back and look at some of his highlights. He's acrobatic for being such a goofy dude.
Dude, and he played really well in a really bad Iowa offense. Iowa's offense was terrible, which makes me happy.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, he's so up. We've got a question in the chat here from Jamie. Jamie, thank you for the question. Thank you, as always, for tuning in and supporting us as hard as you do. Make sure you get into Raz Bowl. Jamie, get into Raz Bowl. Would you be comfortable in a dynasty league with St. Brown, Gibbs, Montgomery on the same team? My answer is yes, 100%.
Of course.
Yeah.
I love the buddy system, though. The buddy system doesn't scare me, especially in a dynasty league, because you've got like 30 bench spots. And when you have 30 bench spots, it's more okay to get your own handcuffs because you have bench space to do it, you know? But I love the buddy system, especially and then if you're starting 11 in a lot of leagues, in a lot of super flex leagues, you know, with three wide receivers and three flexes, start everybody. It's fine.
Sure. Yeah.
They're all great. They're all gonna do well. I wouldn't be scared of it at all.
Okay, so we're gonna close out with a rapid fire here. Okay.
Uh-oh.
So according to Kevin Patra of NFL Network at Kevin Patra on Twitter, these are the top 10 quarterback battles in camp. I am going to ask you, I'm going to give you the battle. No explanation. I just want you to tell me who you think is going to win the camp battle.
Let's do it.
We've got the 49ers between Brock Purdy, Trey Lance, and Sam Darnold.
Trey Lance. Next.
Brock Purdy.
I know.
All right. That's number two. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Baker Mayfield, or Kyle Trask?
It's got to be Baker. They're going to give him one last shot.
It has to be Baker. Number three, Gardner Minshew or Anthony Richardson?
I saw something today, and it might have just been some conspiracy theorist speculation, but if Gardner Minshew played 10 games, that wouldn't be crazy at all.
I think he should.
I think he should, too. Anthony Richardson's so raw. We don't want Anthony Richardson to go the Trey Lance route, and actually they spent about the same capital on him.
He's not going to go the Trey Lance route. Dude's way too talented. The question is,
he's also
do you scar him in those? Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, do you scar him in those first 10 games to where he can't get a grip on the passing game? So he's just running for his life?
Right.
You don't want to do that to him.
No, you don't.
Some guys can get over that.
You don't want what they did to Fields year one.
Exactly.
Okay, rapid fire.
Okay, so we've got Washington Commanders at number four, Sam Howell versus Jacoby Brissett. I'm going to go crazier. I'm saying it's Brissett.
I'll go Howell. That's fine.
Okay. All right. So now we've got the New York Giants at wide receiver. Isaiah Hodgins versus Darius Slayton versus Paris Campbell versus Sterling Shepard versus Wandale Robinson versus Jalen Hyatt versus Jameson Crowder versus Cole Beasley.
Gross. That's disgusting. Sterling Shepard. Oh, and by the way, side note, I know we're not supposed to do this. Side note, Sterling Shepard's on PUP right now, which I feel like they're giving veteran deference again and letting people rest when they need to. I don't know that he's completely injured. This is the time when everybody's starting to go on PUP and starting to go on IR and starting to get all these designations. Right. Go fill up your IRs right now, and you might be able to put maybe two or three players per league in some places into your IR, and then go ravage the waiver wire. You should be stashing people in your IR, but it's really exciting that now that designations are happening, like, you know,
yeah, you can start to kick off
in 43 days. Like, everything's happening. So go get
a jump on 100%.
Fill up your IR. Stashing players in your IR is not cheating. We went through this 2 years ago.
No, it's not.
It's not.
No, it's fine.
Go ahead. All right.
Paris Campbell for me, by the way. Thanks for asking.
Go for it.
All right, so now we've got the Kansas City Chiefs at number six. This is a receiver battle as well. Marquez Valdez-Scantling, Kadarius Toney, Sky Moore, Rashee Rice, Richie James, Justin Watson, Justin Ross. My answer is none.
Wow. Is there another one? Or are you just going to take field as in there's somebody coming?
I will draft literally anyone besides any. I have some Kadarius Toney, but this knee injury stuff, like, dude, it's freaking me out too much.
That's
happening to him too often.
So we missed him on the news earlier. Kadarius Toney had a tweak in camp
yes.
today, and he had immediate surgery. And it just sounds like he's had the same cleanup surgery on the same day, like two or three times. I love the guy too. I got more than my.
I know he's share. Talented.
Probably four, like 4x what I should.
I just can't. I like him as a football player. I'm rooting for him. I want him to succeed. I can't. No shares.
But he's the only one of all those guys that I would want to roster because he's the only one that separates with upside.
Maybe Rashee Rice. Maybe. But
maybe a Sky Moore. I think I've got one out of 20 leagues. That's about. I'm happy with that.
Yeah. Okay, so number 7, Philadelphia Eagles. DeAndre Swift versus Kenny Gainwell versus Rashad Penny versus Boston Scott versus Trey Sermon. Okay, pick two.
Oh, the two best ones, Swift and Rashad Penny. I'm so glad you gave me two.
Yeah,
we're going to fight over which one's going to be – what's that?
Who's your one?
Oh, Swift. I'm still a Swiftie.
Mine's Penny.
That's fine.
If Penny stays healthy – that's always the catch with Rashad Penny. Can he play a full season?
Of course.
His running style just gets him hurt.
I wonder if he's got – do you have offhand how many games he's played in how many years?
Something
like 16 games in 4 years.
Yeah, it's not a lot.
It's not great.
No, but when he's been on the field – dude, at the end of 2021, he was a league winner.
Yep, I remember that. He had a nice little stretch.
I've made a lot of really bad calls, like tons. I probably made 5 bad calls on this show already today. That was not one of them. I called Rashad Penny breaking out like 3 weeks before it happened, and I'm going to make myself a plaque.
Good.
Probably. Good. Okay, so now we've got the Miami Dolphins. Raheem Mostert, Jeff Wilson, Devin Achane, Salvin Ahmed, Miles Gaskin. Dude, for me, there's no winner here. It's going to be such split volume. Because, again, yeah. The new regimes in the NFL, they're all Kyle Shanahan offenses. Mike McDaniel is no different. The problem is with these guys, you never know which week it's going to be them.
Right.
Until injuries start happening.
It's a roulette wheel. And it's the same roulette wheel that there was in San Francisco with a lot of the same faces, the same coach, two of the same running backs, and they don't have a Christian McCaffrey that you can really feel comfortable is going to be the guy.
Right.
So you're going to be picking between some guy you don't know and this new guy, Jeff Wilson, which is like, y'all playing with us now, aren't you? And then Jeff Wilson's the league winner a couple years ago. So I don't want to count on that at all.
No, there's two I can tell you for sure will not be involved. Salvin Ahmed and Miles Gaskin.
Great. We can start with that.
That's all I know.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to move on to number 9 here. We've got the Minnesota Vikings. This is on the defensive side, but we'll go for it anyway because I have an answer. Byron Murphy versus Andrew Booth, Caleb Evans, Mekhi Blackmon, Juwan Williams, or Jay Ward.
What position are you talking about? Is that offensive coordinator?
Cornerback.
Oh, I don't know. I don't play IDP. I'm sorry. You take this. What do you think?
That's fine. It's Mekhi Becton.
Oh, yep. I know that name. That sounds – I'm all in.
Yep. And not Mekhi Becton, Mekhi Blackmon. Sorry, it was just the next one is the New York Jets offensive line, which we're not going to get into, even though I did offensive line rankings last year for Fantasy Pros, and it was a pain.
Do you think, would it be fair to expect about the same year-long arc from Madison as we saw from Damian Pierce last year, where there was just a lot of haters going into the beginning of the year? And I was one of them. And he just did his thing and got 10 to 14 points every week, and we all got put in our place because they got a very comfortable RB2.
Look, I'm not a Madison lover. I'm not a Madison hater. I'm a Madison whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's about it.
Yep.
That's about it.
I'm with you.
Yep. All right, guys, well, we want to thank you so much for tuning in. If you're listening to the audio version, make sure that you follow us on your favorite podcast platform and subscribe to the show and like our episodes. Please, please, please. We love it. We love you watching. We love you tuning in. We love feedback. Diehardsmailbag@gmail.com. Hit us up. Let us know what you think of the show. If you've got questions for us, we're happy to answer them on air. Razz Bowl is still going on. Make sure you check out that link in the show notes here, whether it's on the audio version or the YouTube version. Matt, any wise parting words for us before we get off the air?
Hydrate. It's hot out there.
Yes.
That's all.
It's very hot out there.
Water.